Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing. And you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So, ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymur on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John Anilio.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except
for... NaNoWriMo Special Episode 11. Oh, it's a migraine day. Not good, not good. So on days like today, when you have to hit your word count, what do you do? Because continuing with the plot thread is not something that's really in my ability right now. So my options are punt and hope I can make it up the next day. Or, and this is what I would suggest doing, do some filler. Now, filler just sounds bad. Sounds like it doesn't need to be there. But when you talk about good books with worthwhile description, no one calls that filler. And people mock the Song of Ice and Fire series for having so many descriptions of clothing and food and stuff, but do you think they would be that popular without those details? It's hard to say. It's hard to say why Martin threw a bullseye and lots of other people who wrote good epic fantasy did not, but my point is that take time and throw in your word count toward a meal. And I mean a good meal. And I don't mean good as in food tasty. I mean good as in you describe it. Describe it from the cook's point of view and tell the little secrets about what went wrong and what ingredients they left out and how they fixed it and whether anybody's reacting to it or anybody notices. They use sweet potatoes instead of pumpkin in the pie and they're waiting to see if their very judgmental father-in-law notices and freaks out. Or you could tell it from somebody who's never had that food before. Or how do people who are complete strangers deal with a big feast? Do they think about the others around them? Do they watch how they eat? Do they try to eat too much or eat too little? You can still carry along the story when you're talking about food. And then there's the other half of descriptive stuff that can be called filler, but can also be considered to move the plot along, and that's sex. And I'm not just saying throw in these scenes when they don't fit. You can go back, put in a sex scene, put in a food scene, put in something that excites the senses. I can't remember who it was that told me this, but someone said, you need to have one sense addressed on every page of your book. It doesn't have to be huge, big description, just what did they smell? What did they see? What did they taste? What was the texture of something? We usually describe what's seen, but think about the other four. I'm sorry it's not too long today, guys, but I'm still really not feeling well. So I'm going to go take some medicine and lie back down. Luckily, I got some words in, so I'm not too far behind. I hope you're the same. You should be about 18 and a half, I think. Somewhere around there. 18,400 something. That sounds about right. Because I know tomorrow you're supposed to be about 20,000, so shoot for 18 something today. The whole thing will be vague. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow.